Thank you for listening to the LA Catholic Morning Podcast. To help us broadcast all the good, true, and beautiful, please go to our support page on archangelradio.com.
Time to wake up, Lower Alabama. From the original home of Mardi Gras, moon pies, and more, this is LA Catholic Morning.
Going home to Alabama, all the way to where the ocean meets the road. By the
Bay morning here on Archangel Radio. I'm Todd Sylvester with Ellen Taylor on a Friday.
Oh, yeah. Golf cart day.
Mike the Great's at the command center doing his thing. But, when you left, Max, your dog was a little upset.
Poor guy.
He's got this thing where he thinks every time the golf cart leaves the driveway, he should be in it.
Yes, and I agree with him.
Yes.
So I don't understand where he is.
Well, maybe one morning I'll bring him here to the show and he can sit next to Mike.
Heck yeah.
He's the show mascot anyway. He
needs to be here. Facebook Live, people will be like, look how cute he is.
Yes.
I don't understand why he's not here. I really don't.
I'll take your complaint in writing to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today is October 8th. It is wide open on the general calendar.
Uh-huh.
It's a great day to be martyred. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yep. Just saying. You have no competition on the general calendar.
All right.
Just saying. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty, ever-living God, who in the abundance of your kindness surpass the merits and the desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us to pardon what conscience dreads and to give what prayer does not dare to ask. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank our LA Catholic Morning sponsor, Cromwell & Associates. Want to learn more about estate planning this month? Eric Cromwell will be hosting a seminar on Thursday, October 21st at 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 23rd at 10 a.m. Visit cromwell.associates to make reservations and learn more.
All righty.
Oh, now I can start.
Yeah.
Here are your news headlines for Friday, October 8th, 2021. The Senate dodged the U.S. debt disaster by voting to extend the government's borrowing authority temporarily, averting on a federal default. It only provides a reprieve until December. 11 Republicans voted to end the debate, providing the threshold needed to move the bill to the final vote. However, no Republicans sided with Democrats in the final vote on the measure. A new report shows that for at least a year, American service members have been deployed in Taiwan to train local forces in case China turns its military threats into action. According to the Wall Street Journal and U.S. officials, U.S. Special Operations and Support Troops have been conducting training in Taiwan with their ground forces, and Marines are working with the local maritime authority in Taiwan. Thursday, Pfizer asked the U.S. government to authorize its COVID-19 vaccine for youngsters aged 5 to 11. If regulators give the go-ahead, a reduced-dose kids shot could begin within a matter of weeks. In sports, McGill won last night. St. Michael plays tonight. The Rams beat the Seahawks in Thursday Night Football. Weather, no rain all weekend. High of 85. Traffic, left lane block, northbound 65 between Dolphin and Street and Spring Hill. Eastbound Airport Boulevard and Schillinger is shut down due to a wreck. And all traffic lights are out on Spring Hill Avenue from downtown. AL Power has confirmed that. So just take your golf cart to work today.
Yes, and a little announcement here.
Okay.
Praying the Rosary for America, which is sponsored by the America Needs Fatima Public Square Rosary Rally, will be Saturday, October 16th at noon in front of the Visitation Monastery on Spring Hill Avenue, 2300 Spring Hill Avenue. So join that.
Got a week to prepare for that.
Yeah, and it is October, so
it's
the month of the Rosary.
Respect Life Month.
Yes.
Yesterday, I had the blessing because I was mowing grass that for Our Lady of the Rosary, I got to pray all 20 decades of the Rosary.
Oh, look at you.
Cool.
Well, you're going to have to cut the grass more during October then. You can come over and cut my grass.
Nice.
Uh-huh, you see what I'm
We always look forward to Friday mornings when the media czar, Tom McDonald, comes on. Good morning, Tom.
You gave me an inspired idea. So when all my kids are home and I have a ton of yard work to be done, I can just tell them, all right, family, we're going outside to pray the rosary.
Yeah.
Everybody grab a tool.
Exactly.
And here we go.
Nice. Now, everyone, it seems, that are household names, Peyton and Eli Manning, the Manning family is just incredible with the dad and the sons all being quarterbacks. So, but now that they're retired from active playing football, but they're still involved in football broadcast, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's funny, this all started, it seems to me, years ago. There was a, ESPN runs these commercials for their flagship news program, SportsCenter, which has been on for decades.
Oh, yeah.
And the SportsCenter commercials are always very creative because what they do is they film sort of life behind the scenes at ESPN, and they involve school mascots and former players and all that. And it's always some brilliant short little life in the office skit, as if, you know, the premise being that these guys actually, all the athletes and mascots work at ESPN in the office when they're not playing.
Right.
And they're just clever as anything, and they always have been. But even amongst those, there are certain ones that stand out as genius. And years ago, they did one where some of the ESPN news personalities were taking the Manning family on a tour behind the scenes of how it all works. Just a very boring sort of like, here's where we do this, here's the production, this and that. And it's Archie Manning and his wife, and Peyton, his sons Peyton and Eli, walking behind him, and Peyton and Eli are just screwing around with each other the whole time, like sticking a wet finger in their ear and kicking each other and shoving. And the classic moment is when Archie suddenly stops and turns around and just glares at his sons, who look very sheepish. And then they continue to walk. And everybody loves that spot. And it captures kind of the essence of the Manning family, which is it's a very tight-knit family. All these guys are quarterbacks. And yet they have this sense of humor and playfulness and ribbing of each other that just comes off so naturally. And ever since that commercial aired, you thought, you know, these guys really have something. And then a few years after that, Peyton Manning was the host of Saturday Night Live. And there is a classic filmed sketch in that episode where Peyton Manning is outdoors in a park with a bunch of little kids who are having like a youth league football game, flag football game. And Peyton is, he's the coach and the quarterback of one of the teams. And, you know, Peyton has this reputation of being just the nicest guy in the world. And in the sketch, he's just yelling at the kids. He's throwing the ball so hard at him, it knocks him down and makes him cry. He yells at him more. And it's just, it's a classic sketch. So Peyton really has demonstrated this ability to have just this comedic timing and acting ability. So fast forward again. Peyton retires from football, and after he retires, ESPN gives him a show on ESPN Plus, which is their paid sort of streaming service, called Peyton's Places, where it's sort of a little series where he goes to all these locations that are important in the history of professional football and interviews people, talks to them, spends the day with them. And it's not scripted. It's just sort of his natural charm. Like, for example, one episode, he went to the factory where they actually make the footballs.
Wow.
And he tries his hand at making footballs, and, of course, he can't do it. He makes self-deprecating jokes and all this. And it's just a great little series. And it seemed like, now I know this is a lot of background, but this all enhances the experience that's going on now that I'm going to tell you about. His brother Eli continued to play longer than Peyton did for the New York Giants, and people got this sense, I think, whether it's fair or not, that Eli wasn't quite as clever and funny and charming as Peyton. And so when I heard it announced that they were going to give him a series on ESPN Plus called Eli's Places, I thought, well, this is not going to be as good as the Peyton Manning thing. So I watched a couple episodes of Eli's Places, and he's every bit as funny and every bit as clever as Peyton. And it's hilarious in its own right. So all that is a lead up to this experiment that ESPN is trying, where on Monday nights. You know, Monday night football has been an institution in America for decades.
Right.
And but the last few years has been struggling because it's been on ESPN, and they've been rotating through different announcing crews, trying to find a crew that can really capture the magic of Monday Night Football, and they've been having trouble finding this mix, popping different guys in and out. And so they try this year. They've got a regular crew doing the regular broadcast on the flagship ESPN channel, but they decided on ESPN2 to have an alternate broadcast of Monday Night Football where it's Peyton and Eli Manning commenting on the game. But not in any way the traditional broadcast. This is entirely different. So they've got Peyton is at his house, presumably in his basement. Eli's at his house, presumably in his basement or family room. And they're basically, when you look at your screen, you see the game in the big part of the screen on the right, but in a little strip on the left, it looks like kind of like a Zoom call.
Right.
You've got Peyton in one box, you've got Eli in another box, and then they'll have a guest on, a different guest, every quarter of the game. So they have four guests during the game, and it's former quarterback or a current quarterback or a coach, or like they had LeBron James from basketball, or you know, just different people in that box that they switch through each quarter. And it's the best way I can describe it is they're not announcing the game. They're not describing the action on the field like a play-by-play person and a color commentator. They are commenting on the game as if you were sitting in their family room with them watching a ball game on TV.
Wow.
So they comment on the game like a fan would, but then they'll say something like, well, you know, that reminds me of a time when I was playing at this such and such, you know, in this game, and they'll tell some zany story from their own careers and just get completely off the topic of the game that they're watching. And that's exactly what happens when you sit around with family and friends watching football, right? Mm-hmm. You got one eye on the game, but then you're having these other conversations during it, just having a good, relaxed time. And I mean, it's funny, it's groundbreaking and innovative for broadcasting, but it's precisely what everybody does at home. And it is absolutely, thoroughly, and entirely entertaining.
Okay, but what are the ratings in comparison to ESPN, the regular broadcast that's doing the traditional way of calling the game and giving the color?
So I don't know the exact numbers, and I'm not sure what the regular Monday night numbers have been this season. Monday night has not been doing well the last few years, but this is what I do know. That the first week of Monday Night Football where they tried this, it was the highest rated alternate broadcast of a sporting event in history. Now, that history is not that long. You know, like when you watch the national championship game, for example, they've had a thing called the coach's room where there's an alternate broadcast where you can watch coaches talk about it. Or like the Spanish language broadcast, or there's other alternate broadcasts. So this was the highest rated of one of those that's ever been. And the buzz was so good after the first week, the audience doubled the second week, and then it shot up again the third week.
Wow.
So the buzz about this has been amazing. But what's frustrating is just when all the positive buzz is out there and everybody's talking about it, how great this is, week four, they weren't on. Last week, they weren't on. And it's because the contract they signed with ESPN stipulated that they would not do this every week. There's 17 regular season weeks, and they signed a contract agreeing to do this for 10 of them. So they're taking selected weeks off, and they won't be back on again until something like October 26th. So it's a little bit frustrating, but, you know, these guys are so popular, and they don't need the money. So, you know, if they want to just do it certain games, they have the power to make that demand.
Wow.
So it's very unconventional.
Man. And have you been watching it?
Yeah, I've watched each one that's happened. Now, here's the thing. I'm a football fan. I love to watch football. But Monday night, I would watch depending on who's playing. You know, oftentimes I would not watch Monday night. But with these guys, I tuned in regardless of who was playing. Like, that was not the point at all. I was just so entertained by them. And part of it is, part of the charm is, they're brothers, and so they are at their best when they are taking shots at each other. Mm-hmm. Just, like, I'll give you an example of a joke they would tell. Like, Peyton was trying to make a point about football, and as a quarterback, so he stood up and did a little demonstration, and he tried to put a Baltimore Ravens helmet on his head.
Mm-hmm.
To demonstrate what he was talking about, but the helmet would not fit on his head. It was too small. And because Peyton has a big head. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just has a large head. And so for the rest of the game, Eli kept making jokes about the size of Peyton's head. And so they had a guest come on, and I forget who the guest was, but Eli's first question to the guest was, let me ask you something. So if you had a choice between $10,000 or Peyton's helmet filled with quarters, which one would you take? And it took me a minute to figure out the joke, but then I got it, and I just roared. It was hilarious. And Peyton just sits there and takes it, and at one point Peyton raises his arm and starts making a big gesture about football, and you see that he has a giant armpit stain under one armpit and not the other.
Right.
So then Eli just took that and ran with it. Like,
oh my lord,
Peyton, what is going on? Is it? Do you need to turn the air conditioning on in there? This is it. Your shirt is. I mean, and it's just hysterical. It is so much fun. And the thing is, they're not taking the game too seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're having fun with it. And then when they do talk about the game, they interject real opinions, and not sort of cookie cutter broadcaster cliched remarks that you hear all the time.
Hmm.
It's just refreshing and fun.
Now, would it be frustrating to someone who is so accustomed to the traditional way of calling the game, adding a little color commentary, and that's what you're accustomed to?
I mean, maybe. It can be. You can find yourself at times when you're watching it, just watching the brothers talk with their guests, and you realize you're not even paying attention to the game as much anymore. But that happened the first week, but then by week two and three, I sort of grooved into watching the game while listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, it might bother some people, but I everything I've read, everybody I've talked to who's seen it has thought, wow, this thing is really great. We really enjoy this. And I wouldn't be surprised if it got to the point where their ratings numbers surpassed the traditional broadcast. I don't think that would be far off.
That would just be so embarrassing. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a push now. There's a social media push. You know, their alma maters, Ole Miss and Tennessee, are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a push to ESPN to get them to do that game so they can just rip on each other about their alma maters while they play. I think that would be tremendous fun if they did that.
That is funny. And I think what makes it charming and comfortable is everyone can relate to sitting around with your brother bashing about football as the game's on, and particularly bashing your sibling, you know, in a funny way.
So. Yeah, but we got to get them in the same room because they can't punch each other when they're on Zoom.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the thing.
That's not in their contract, though.
Oh, yes. That would be hilarious if they got into it. Because you know, Tom, that happens, right?
Oh, sure, sure. There's a great moment where their dad was on with Eli in Eli's house, and they had just had LeBron James on, and they had showed a clip of LeBron playing high school football and catching a pass. Now, the pass wasn't very good, so Peyton and Eli both start ripping on LeBron's high school quarterback, going, really, that's the best clip? That's the best clip of that guy? He was terrible. And after LeBron was gone, their dad, Archie, came on and said, you guys can't take shots at LeBron's high school quarterback like that. He's still somewhere minding his own business, and you're on TV taking shots at this poor guy. You can't do that. So they apologized. It was hilarious.
Sorry, Dad. Man, that does sound fun. All right, but the only way that we can watch this is we've got to have ESPN, right?
Yeah, you got to have ESPN2 on your cable or satellite system.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many ESPNs are there?
Oh, I think like 17.
The ocho.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's probably about half a dozen, no joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good stuff. And a lighthearted Friday football to get us going this week. Tom McDonald, we will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Oh, joining the show next, Lisa Fixler and Love Your Motherboard. Is this Catholics and skateboards?
Yeah.
All right.
And snowboards.
And snowboards.
Yeah. Snowboards, too.
So all the boards involved.
There you go.
There you go. We're going to find out what it is on L.A. Catholic Morning next.
Home is where the heart is, and my heart lives by the bay.
Welcome back to LA Catholic Morning here on Archangel Radio. I'm Todd Sylvester with Ellen Taylor. Mike the Great's at the Command Center, producing like a boss over there. We have with us on the line Lisa Fixler, who started Love Your Motherboard some years ago because she was a little incensed at the average decorations on skateboards. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So your son and his friend came over, they were skating, doing their thing, they came in, they put their boards up, and you were like, what on earth is in my house?
That is really exactly what happened.
Talk to us about that.
Oh my goodness. Well, it was about 6 years ago, and yeah, they were both into skating, and, you know, we're next door neighbors, so we looked at these decks and we're just like, oh, no. My cute little 8-year-old cannot be riding around town on that board. So we, you know, took a trip to the mall, tried to find something else, and it was even worse at the mall. It was just, it blew our mind. There was no options.
Man.
I mean, everything was just so blatantly, like, dark and bad. And, yeah, so, you know, I had started a company about a decade ago where we work with antique holy cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to my husband and I'm like, you know, let's just start a company where we can put some kind of beautiful, cool Catholic art on these boards, you know, skateboards, snowboards, and yes, thus Motherboards was born.
See, now that's just not the normal course of action, because I'm sure you weren't the first mom to go, all right, this is terrible. Either we just have to kind of lay down and go, all right, these are kind of, you know, terrible, but my kid loves to skate, so what am I supposed to do? I mean, did you first try to, like, go online and see if there was anything that you could do there?
Well, not really. No, we went to the mall and, you know, we're here in Denver and we have all the top skate stores in the mall, and there was just nothing. You know, there was a Christian brand out there that had some things, but it was still, it wasn't what we were looking for. Mm-hmm. We were looking for just something that was just, you know, appropriate for an 8-year-old, and there wasn't anything. So when we decided to start the company, we're like, okay, well, we've got to figure out how we can manufacture it. We kind of went back to the steps of when we started our first company, Full of Grace USA, and just started researching how we could get them made, what we had to do to put them together. I mean, it was a huge learning experience because,
right,
you know, I didn't grow up as a skateboarder. Mm-hmm. But it's been really, you know, it's just like all glory to God, because it seems like whenever we've needed help with any of our companies and we pray about it, you know, he sends a solution.
Amen.
So it's been remarkable. I mean, ever since we started this, we've had great help from priests and friars, Friar Gabriel Cortez.
How'd you get him connected with this? Because I've seen videos of Brother Gabriel skating. So how'd you get him on board? No pun intended.
Yeah, I went to a Catholic conference and Father Calloway was there speaking. And Father Calloway came over and looked at our skateboards and he's like, these are amazing. Then he came back and he's like, you have to meet my good friend, Friar Gabriel. He's this most incredible skater. And he pulled up all of his videos. And so within a half an hour, you know, I had his phone number. I called him and he's just been so supportive. He, like, really, he's kind of helps me run the company. But we used his advice as far as, okay, what parts do we need to build the most amazing skateboards out there? And it's just, it's been a great partnership. You know, we actually go on the road and we'll go to like NCYC and Seek, and we'll bring his half pipe and his ramps, and you know, he interacts with kids there and skates, and in his habit, you know, it's amazing. You should check him out on YouTube if you haven't seen the videos, because he's just an incredible skater.
I have. I mean, he really is incredible in the tricks that he does. But I'm so glad, though, if you don't mind me saying, Lisa, because too often you'll get someone that'll say, oh, let's do this, and then they won't make a high-quality board. You know, it'll be beautiful. You know, they'll put Our Lady of Guadalupe on there, something really nice. That's great, but if you don't have the right trucks on there, it's like, oh, my Lord. No one is going to want to buy something like that. Does that make sense, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely, and that's totally true. And, you know, that's kind of how it is, especially if you're going to focus on getting something manufactured here in the U.S., which is what we completely focus on. You have to pay for the quality parts. So, you know, our stuff, it's a little more expensive, but it is completely unique. And the art, I mean, it's really all about the art. And we've worked really hard with some amazing artists to just make it as beautiful as possible and as true to the Catholic faith as we can. So you look at our numerous designs, and they're all extremely, extremely Catholic. And there's something that, you know, a kid can take to a skate park and not necessarily have to overtly, you know, talk about the faith, but, you know, someone comes up to them and asks about, you know, what is that graphic on your board? What does that mean? It can start a conversation about the faith. And a lot of those kids at the skate park or snowboarding, you know, they're not catechized. They have no idea. But they're affected by beauty. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really unique about our products, is the beauty kind of stops you in your tracks and makes you, you know, makes you kind of question it. What does that mean? So
The artwork is impressive. Just going through the array of the artwork and the different things you offer.
What's the website, Ellen?
It is loveyourmotherboard.com.
Yes, and, thanks, Ellen. Great.
And it's just, I mean, I'm not into skateboarding. Though I joked with Mike out at the start of the segment I was going to ride my skateboard to work next. But
Yeah! I want to see that.
I know. But the artwork, for our listeners, you have to go look at the site, because it is impressive graphically, yet it is something that's going to appeal to that demographic. It's not something like your grandmother's skateboard, like she would put a little something on. No, this is impressive-looking graphics that are going to appeal to the demographic as well. And I see you have apparel on there, snowboard, and it looks like coming soon you're going to get into water sports too?
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, it's been kind of an exciting last couple weeks. Last week we picked up our second snowboard, which we have Never Summer here in Denver manufacture. It's a St. Michael design. It's just incredible. So we just got those last week, and we are working on two different, we have two artists we're working with for surfboards. So that's a brand new product line for us, but we've been working on it for over a year. So we're hoping, we have confirmation that hopefully we'll get the first art for the first board on Friday. So yeah, exciting things to come. We're definitely planning on, we're working with two artists, Elizabeth Zelaskos here in Denver, and she's working on a Stella Maris design. And then we're working with an artist out of Austin, Federico Archuleta, who's just a really well-known he's an artist, and he's done huge, huge murals all over Austin. And he has this amazing Our Lady of Guadalupe. So we're lucky enough that he's going to let us use that for our surfboards as well. So yeah, there's exciting things happening. And just yesterday we had a huge shipment of decks, over 300 decks arrived just in time for Christmas. So that'll carry us through the next few months, but yeah, my office is, I can't even get in there. It's really full of huge boxes of skateboards.
I'd also tell our listeners, not only just skateboards, so maybe your kid's not into skateboard, but they've got other apparel that appeals to that demographic, that is Catholic, and it's trendy but Catholic, authentically Catholic. You got rosary, you got mass, you've got posters and stickers and all kinds of stuff like that. So if you're looking for something for a child, a young adult, somebody in that demographic, loveyourmotherboard.com.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Ellen. Yeah, we have a lot of really loyal social media followers, a lot of young adults who are very, very passionate about the brand, and we appreciate that. We're so blessed and so appreciative of everything that's been happening with this company, and we appreciate you guys reaching out to us and letting us talk to you today about the brand.
Well, there's a lot that I like about this, because too often, Lisa, like I alluded to earlier, you'll get individuals that will do things and they kind of do it halfway. And I get it, because, you know, for our listeners, so you don't have sticker shock. I mean, these boards are $180 when you're fully set up and ready to go. Now that will come out of the box and your child will get on and ride. Mm-hmm. And it's.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But when you compare that price to actually what you would pay in a mall store, it's very comparable. Mm-hmm. So just so people realize, if you're going to go to that expense of getting a full-blown board, nice set of trucks, great wheels, bearings, that's you're going to be looking at that kind of a investment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all we can really offer is, you know, our art. So I'd recommend people go to the mall, check out what's there, and see if there's something that makes sense for their child. But it's, for me as a parent, it was not going to happen.
Yeah. No.
And you guys, you know, if your listeners go to the mall and check it out, they'll see. I mean, it's unbelievable. So we're just happy that, you know, we can offer an alternative.
Oh, it very much so. And in fact, I was going to say, because I know these prices, you know, I've got kids that have been longboarding for a while and known kids that will spend far more than this. I mean, high speed boards are into the thousands of dollars, just to let our listeners know. I mean, that's what kind of investment we're talking about. But I'm going through and I'm looking now. I see a lot of these that are sold out. Is that the case, Lisa?
Well, that was the case until we got that shipment yesterday. But, you know, we will be updating all of that inventory basically as soon as I get into work. So, yeah, everything that's showing sold out, that's part of that delivery of 300 decks yesterday. So check with the website. What we'll do first is update all of the deck inventory, and then starting next week, we'll take the decks and start building them into completes, because we do all of that at our shop here in Denver.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love your spirit. Yeah, I love your spiritual warfare rosaries. I just have to say that. I'm looking at those. Just very,
you know,
contemporary.
Thank you. And those are actually manufactured by a man in Louisiana, and he's fabulous. So we're just blessed that things that we can't manufacture, we try to find a source for it here in the U.S. And there are so many great small Catholic businesses. And, you know, if we have to add in something like that, you know, a rosary or a chaplet or whatever, we try to source somebody here in the States that's doing something like that with just exceptional quality. And that's what Huey's rosaries are. They're incredible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you feel them, and there's one in particular called the Weapon, but it really is. I mean, it's the Weapon.
It's solid. Theo,
but
you would
like
that,
like,
Todd.
It's also so heavy. It's truly a weapon. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's well, I didn't even realize. Now I'm diving deeper into your website. So for our listeners, go to loveyourmotherboard.com. And then on the top of the page, you can go down and go under miscellaneous. And there's even temporary tattoos. There's all sorts of cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's tattoos, decals. Mm-hmm. We manufacture a lot of those products. We also have a full line of notebooks, journals, all kinds of holy cards, litany cards. There's a lot of things. I mean, when we started our first company, Full of Grace USA, that's really what we focused on. We focused on antique holy card art and how to make that kind of new and beautiful for a generation that wasn't really familiar with it, because a lot of these antique holy card images are, you know, from the 1800s, early 1900s. So that's kind of what started it all, was that antique holy card art, and it just sort of led into this motherboards thing. But it's, you know, it's been a blessing. It's been 10 years of just really trusting and just God blessing our efforts. So anybody who considers, oh, I'd really like to do this, I'd like to do something that expresses my faith, and you think, well, I don't know how to do that, just pray about it and trust that God will help you to get it accomplished, because that's 100% what happened with us here.
So true. Lisa Fixler, love your items at the store. It's not your grandmother's religious items store. Go check it out. Loveyourmotherboard.com. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks so much. God bless, guys.
Bye.
You too.
That's awesome.
Coming up, Father Chris Booten, Sunday Gospel Reflection. Can't wait as we dive into our final segment Friday before the weekend. Stay with us here. LA Catholic Morning continues.
Home is where the heart is. My heart lives by the faith.
You know, as a high school basketball coach, Coach Philip Murphy, I'm just glad they didn't get me to do the gospel reflection. Instead, they got my friend Father Booten. I mean, they called me up to Miss Hayes' office. Good Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Welcome back to LA Catholic Morning. You're on Rockin' Your Radio.
I want him to do Coach Murphy talking to Father Booten.
I, you know, you don't want that either. Then we get into trouble, and then Miss Hayes would call me up and, you know, suspend me or whatever. I get worse treatment than the kids.
All right. We have with us on the line Father Chris Booten, who is pastor at St. Martin of Tours in Troy and St. John's in Ozark.
Oh. Ozark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Ozark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Father Booten, how are you?
Todd, it is so good to be back with you all this morning. I've been looking forward to this. It seems
praise
like
the Lord.
Seems like this has been forever.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, you ready to dive into the gospel for the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time?
We're just rolling right along, 28th Sunday of Ordinary Time. So, yeah, let's dive in.
All right, it's all you.
All right, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. Know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said to themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The gospel we have this weekend, I think if when we're in Mass this Sunday, if you listen at it really in conjunction with the first reading from the Book of Wisdom, where we have Solomon, talking here. It'll make a lot of sense, I believe. Because if just going back to Solomon, you know, Jesus being the fulfillment of the line of David and Solomon in that line, where, you know, Solomon is actually the one patriarch that was viewed as the king of kings, the high, he had it all. He had the epitome of the Israelite wealth, and he had the power, he had the money, he had the fame. And there was no king higher than Solomon. But I think if you listen to that first reading we're going to have this weekend, he has all of these things and he views them kind of as rubbish. He views them as just earthly things, worldly things. And what he prays for with all of this is a spirit of wisdom. These things, the material world, how do I use these things? And so he asks for this spirit of wisdom. I think sometimes we often make that prayer. Are we asking for prudence and wisdom to manage the things and the things that God has blessed us with, especially in the material world? And that's, you know, I think Mike can probably back me up on this. One of the things I think of our age, we would turn on MTV some days, and they had this show called MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
You remember Cribs?
Yes, I do.
And the whole purpose of the show was to see, show all these rich, famous people, and you should tour their houses, and they would give you a, show you everything they had, and it was open for the world to see. And I would always kind of just watch it and laugh. I was like, these people have no idea what to do with what God has blessed them with. Why do they have 7 cars and, you know, 14 bedrooms in a mansion when it's just them there? It doesn't make any sense. It's just somebody that's just so wrapped up in earthly things in the world. And what they don't have is wisdom and prudence for what has been blessed, they've been blessed with. How do you use things properly? I think if you just look at this in the gospel, Jesus does this to the young man that comes to him today. He's not a bad, you know, I kind of picture him kind of being like one of my college students here at Troy. He's not a bad kid. They just don't have that spirit of wisdom and prudence to do with what God wills with what they've been blessed with. So, you know, he comes up to Jesus and he's a good kid, and Jesus says, hey, he's curious about eternal life. That's the great thing that you see here. He comes up and goes, what must I do to inherit eternal life? So he's not like the person on MTV Cribs that really don't care, is just living in the world. No, he has a curiosity about the things of God, and he comes up to Jesus, and what must I say do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus kind of goes through, lays the groundwork. Here's the basis, you know, the Ten Commandments, the basic framework. Have you done these things? You know, have you, do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal. And you hear this young man go, yeah, I've done those. And Christ says, okay, well, you've done these things. Now let me take you deeper. Let me bring you out of this world, the material world. If you really want for you, if you really want to be perfect, go and sell what you have. Detach yourself from these things that you've been blessed with and come and follow me. And it's really one of the most tragic things, because there's a lot of instances in Scripture where Jesus makes an invitation for people to follow him, and they follow him. You know, you think of the apostles, Peter and Andrew and James, you follow me. Even Matthew at the customs post, he goes there and says, follow me, and they leave everything and follow him. This is really the one instance in Scripture where this young man says, it says his face dropped. He became sad because he had many possessions. So at that moment where he is invited into something deeper, he can't let go of the world. He can't quite get to the highest realm that Christ is calling, that God is calling us all to. And that's kind of one of the tragic things, I think, that's in Scripture here, because he's calling us into something deeper than the material world. And that's why he says that, you know, it's so hard for the rich to enter heaven. Not that worldly possessions are bad, and not that they are in themselves evil things, but if you don't have a spirit and wisdom and prudence on how to use these things, then they become a stumbling block for actually entering into the kingdom of heaven. You become like the people on MTV who just have all these things and don't know what to do with them, and it's just, that's one of the sad things you see in society, especially here in a consumeristic culture where it's people just constantly trying to fill themselves up by getting more and more and more, but it becomes a stumbling block to actually a deeper reality of following Christ, where we're called to follow Him at all costs, and true fulfillment is found. And so, like I said, the young people, especially, I think, and we're all susceptible to it, but you see this in young people too, with these blessings and gifts. And I often ask them, I say, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing anything at all? Why do you want a college education? And very often it's just been fed to them that college is the way to make money so I can be successful. Or I can one day be on MTV Cribs and have all of these things. You know, and that's one of the things I really want people to understand. It's not about this at all. It's a deeper reality there that's underneath these things that says, put these things aside. Come, follow me, and you will have treasure in heaven. You leave these things behind. And they ask the same question that we ask the apostles, do what's in this for us? And of course, Jesus' answer is everything. Everything depends on this, you following me. And so as we go through our week, let's kind of look through things that are stumbling blocks to us, what are preventing us from following Christ, what can we do to actually follow Him, walk with Him more closely. We pray that also, like Solomon, pray for a spirit of wisdom and prudence for the things that have been given to us. And how can we use those to serve the kingdom of God and give glory to God and others?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, Father Booten.
Good advice in this so consumeristic world that we live in. And this is a hard gospel for everyone to hear. What do you mean sell everything? It really is hard for us to kind of wrap our head around, because we measure our success, our earthly success, on the stuff we have. So sad.
Yes, and I was like saying, you know, to all the families out there, it's on the person. You know, I know there's a lot of good, wealthy people out there who use their gifts prudently. They have a gift, a spirit of wisdom. You can tell it flows from their very from their selves when they're going out and they're ministering. So that's a good thing when you have been blessed with these things, but to use them. So you know, but not to let worldly attractions be all we are, and that what our identity comes from.
Got that. Father Chris Booten, can we have your blessing before you leave?
Sure thing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks, Father Booten.
Thanks, Father.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thank y'all. Enjoyed it. Y'all have a good week.
You too. Get back to training Oreo.
Put him to work.
We thank our LA Catholic Morning sponsor, Fast Signs. From business signage and vehicle graphics to festive yard signs and party banners, Fast Signs is here to help. Call the Fast Signs in Mobile or the Eastern Shore, or visit fastsigns.com and like us on Facebook. More than fast, more than signs. Who's coming up on Monday?
Yes, on Monday we'll talk with missionary priest Father William Ryan about his work in Togo, Africa. Great shot, Ellen. And Tom Hoops shares John Paul's 5-step plan for our times. And we'll also be joined in studio by Sean and Holly Moore to talk about Fraternus.
Fantastic. And we got football tonight, right?
Yeah.
St. Michael at Mobile Christian.
The Leopards.
Pre-game 6:30, game time 7. Join us.
Thanks for listening to LA Catholic Morning.
Don't forget to call your mama. She loves you.